We go. Whoa, episode 100. What's going on? 2 in 1 week.
Over 40 in Vancouver.
I'm rolling.
I'm Dale.
What do you want to talk about, Dale? I hear you have some notes.
It's the 100th episode, and what is it about us and those kinds of numbers where we want to do something special instead of rolling through?
Our featured...
We started in January 2015, dude.
January 2015. So in 10 years, we've done 100 episodes.
Yeah. We had a little break between 2017 and, 2024?
Oh, really? Was it that long?
Yeah, it was that long. It didn't feel that long, honestly.
Yeah.
I think, was that when I changed jobs?
Something changed. You went on a sabbatical.
Something changed, and then...
We went on sabbatical.
And then COVID happened. And, we started up post-COVID 2024, but we didn't really have our groove in 2024. That was partly my fault, misreading the tea leaves on whether you wanted to do it or not.
Oh, I always want to do it. Just make the record clear. It cheers me up if I'm not in a good mood, but usually just the thought about doing it makes me feel better.
You had some great show prompts. Like, there was some really good memories going through the old episodes.
Give me one.
Stuff I had completely forgotten about.
Give me one.
Oh man, I knew you were going to ask that. I didn't write them down.
I thought it was in your notes.
Halloween costumes was fun. No, I wrote some things down. I didn't write everything
down. We're at Forecast Coffee Roasters at Slocan and Hastings. They have good fries.
They have...
Just opened.
They have really good fries. They have really nice patio. Unfortunately, Hastings is such a road when it should be a street.
It's a strode.
And the traffic noise is kind of a bummer.
But the cool thing is we have the Booyah...
Noise cancellation,
which makes a huge difference.
One of the big technology changes from... We started off on, what was it, Anchor?
We started off on Anchor.fm. Anchor? Or it was some other name. It wasn't Anchor. It was pre-Anchor. It was Audio Boom. And then I don't know if Anchor bought them or...
Which is where the 10 minutes comes from. They had a 10-minute hard... Which was great, actually. I think that worked out really well.
You need to start your timer.
And, you're right.
It's okay. We can go over 10 minutes for... 100th episode.
Yeah. And and then they got bought out, and then they stopped being free.
And it was expensive. Who bought them?
Oh, that was one of the reasons we paused.
Them? Yeah.
Wasn't it Anchor that bought them?
Maybe.
Audio Boom? Yeah, I don't honestly remember.
Yeah, I mean, hats off to you, Dale, for doing the preservation of the archives. I wouldn't have done that.
You know,
I totally wouldn't have done that.
I look back, and that was uncharacteristically... great burst of technology and enthusiasm. I wish I could do more of that, but...
So what was it? You just...
Well, I didn't want to lose it. I mean, I knew...
No, that's good.
I knew it was going to go away.
But you're the resident archivist. You're the resident...
I like doing that kind of work.
It's kind of like your job. It's a portion of your job for your day job, right? It's like... be the archivist of, like, convert a site to WordPress or Drupal. Some other format. Some other bizarro format.
Building websites, and sometimes we migrate them.
You told me that you were a specialist, that if people needed
I used to be. That work has kind of gone away. There was a big chunk of work where people were either moving their websites to one of the CMSs we used or converting between CMSs. And for a good 2 or 3 years, that's all I was doing was helping people move data between websites. And now with all the differences in the way like social media and websites and stuff work, don't have that kind of work anymore.
Yeah, because no one exports and there's no API. Or
people don't need websites like they used to need. Although I think a lot of people are finding out now that maybe they want to have their own website with the vagaries of
the different
social media platforms.
Maybe you'll get a whole bunch of work moving sites to Canadian servers.
True.
Because go through your notes. So what else do you want to talk about?
I had forgotten how we were using the Roland and the two SM58 style microphones.
Audio Technica. And USB, XLR.
Which worked great for the technology of the day. Like,
it was totally portable.
It was totally portable. Yeah, battery operated.
Yep.
And I mean, our challenge was... Neither one of us are audio engineers. I mean, I'm a little bit audio capable, but I am nowhere close to being able to take sound and make it sound really good. So
the Levelator. Did we use the Levelator?
I think maybe.
Thank you, Bruce Sharp. You no longer need to use that, basically.
I mean, with Audio Boom, it was straight from your phone up to the website.
Yeah, so you had
whatever
no choice
came off the phone. But now you have bought a spiffy pair of wireless mics.
With $100 on sale.
Built-in sound processing.
They call it AI, noise reduction.
And it's a good use. This is one of the good uses of AI.
It's because pattern recognition.
They work great. They work great.
So I mean, does all the competition. DJI, all of them work great.
Yeah. I played around with one of the plugins in the audio editor that I was using, and it was still a lot of work just to be able to record this straight into the can and have it sound good. It's perfect.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yay, technology marches on. What next should we talk about?
Did you notice in the photos? Like, I mean, when
I don't really care about those photos. So I don't really look at them.
Oh, when I was going through, I could see us getting older.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's true. We are getting older.
So what, 2015, 2025, only 10 years, but I guess it's that 10-year part of our life where the hair starts to change, so it becomes very noticeable. And we're going to do a special episode on, we recorded one of our very first.
Episode five about electric bikes. Yeah.
You made some pretty interesting calls about e-bikes that I was impressed with.
Well.
In hindsight.
I said they would be popular, and that wasn't a hard prediction. I mean, but there are the things I said, if I remember correctly. Which we talk about in that future episode.
In listening to myself, I'm like, I would be arguing with myself now over some of the things I said, just because I was ignorant of what e-bikes actually were. That's the interesting thing, going back and listening.
Then we had food delivery. We did not have food delivery by a scooter or cars even back then.
No, we didn't.
We had no
Uber Eats. There was no Uber Eats.
I think it started 2018, 2019.
And then the pandemic really helped it take off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were trying to do it, but I think they wouldn't be doing anywhere near as well.
I remember coming back from a business trip to Berlin and seeing these people with foodie bags or whatever, delivery, or you know those pink bags that all of them had for a while? I think that place went out of business.
I don't think I recall that one.
Anyway, that place went out of business. Uber Eats is still around, of course, and Dine Dash is still around.
Yeah, Skip the Dishes.
What else about 2015? Gregor Robertson was mayor?
Well, it was actually one of my favorite episodes. I don't know that I know what my favorite is because I've forgotten so many of them.
Right.
But one of my favorite episodes was the Year of Filipino Food with...
Just before the pause.
Who were the people that we...
Joy Alvaro Kent, Fernando Medrano.
Yeah, Fernando. Yeah. We went to that little mom and pop Filipino place.
It's still there. Classic in Isal. Still there. I believe it's changed ownership or chef. And it's well established now. Well, in its current incarnation, I wonder how this will show up. The trucks passing by in Hastings. Classic in Isal at Fraser and Broadway, in its current incarnation, is famous among Filipino chefs for its chicken inasal, which is marinated chicken. Our chefs come there, and it's not an expensive place by any means. It hasn't leveled up. Like, the decor is the same as it was in 2015. I'm glad it's still around, though.
Me too. I'm always a bit sad when places like that disappear.
I feel that building's going to be demolished.
Yeah. At some point, it will be, for sure.
That's why Pizzarella Barbarella moved, because the building, which is either the same building or it's the building next door, is going to be demolished. I love Barbarella. I wonder if we had an episode on Pizzeria Barbarella.
Probably. Whatever happened to Fernando and Joy?
Fernando is still doing his thing. He had, before the pandemic, and at that time, I believe he had this thing called Never Heard of It, Scout Magazine column, where we talk about hole-in-the-wall ethnic restaurants. He's talked about Filipino restaurants. He's talked about obscure Indian and Chinese. He's talked about Uyghur Chinese. He's talked about... He had a hiatus during the pandemic, but he...
That's for Scout?
Scoutmagazine.com or .ca.
Do they have an RSS feed?
They have an RSS feed. It's WordPress.
Okay, I'm going to have to add it in.
They've had that. I think it's been the same since 2015.
Lots of WordPress sites don't, sadly. Or they have it, but
it's
useless.
I believe they have an RSS feed. I don't... what was her name? Miss604 and somebody else set up that website for them in WordPress, I believe. Two famous local bloggers. I can't remember the other.
And it hasn't changed.
Yeah. It hasn't changed. Like, in terms of the site structure, yeah, the look and feel's different. But the URLs and the way it's set up hasn't changed. Which is good.
No link rot.
But they never broke. They never had a defining moment where they became like Georgia Strait, as big as the Georgia Strait, which is declining, of course. As big as, I don't know, like even like Cornucopia, that paper magazine, or any sort of food magazine that actually is in print. They have a steady readership and they make money, I guess, they have a community, quote unquote community, and restaurants pay to be in that community. But that means advertising.
I hope he's getting paid.
Well, Andrew Morrison started, he died of cancer. His wife, rest in peace, Andrew, he was a cool guy. Michelle Spruill continues the excellence. It's still very Andrew Morrison. Yeah, there was this famous, well, we won't talk about that. Maybe we can talk about it later. Andrew Morrison and how great he was and also how quirky he was.
That sounds like another episode. So people, you're stuck with us because we're on a roll now.
Well, you know, we're over 60, so...
That's right.
We may have a health issue.
We started over 40, but guess what? It keeps going up.
2015, weren't we both over 50? No, I wasn't. I was 3 years from being 50.
I think I was, but you weren't.
41 years old in 2015.
But we were not lying.
Is that right? 51 years old. No. What? 2050, 64... Oh yeah, I guess I was 41. Okay, right, I was 41, right.
So I was in my 40s too. I'm not that much.
Any
older
other
than
highlights? In that 1 or 2 minutes we have left, or things you want to mention? We could do more retrospectives because there's a lot of gold in there.
I think we should do more retrospectives. Yeah.
The e-bike one is gold. I think the year of Filipino food. It's still not the year of Filipino food of Vancouver, man. It's still not. We should talk about that.
I totally forgot about my compass card rant until I.
What was your compass card rant?
Having to get my first compass card and dealing with the machine for the first time. I was not a happy camper.
Oh, they're terrible worldwide. I can tell you that getting an equivalent to compass card is terrible in Toronto. It's terrible in Berlin. It's terrible in Munich. It's terrible in London.
I had completely forgotten the story.
It's a tourist. It's actually easier just to use a credit card. And all these places.
It's more expensive,
Toronto,
though.
Toronto finally allows you to tap your credit card. You pay a lot more, but the convenience and no sign up and no nothing.
If I was stuck as a tourist, I would really appreciate it as a local because I...
Yeah, no, not as a local.
I forgot my compass card and I'm like, I can use my credit card. And then I saw what it was.
You have to pay an extra $2.
Holy crap.
Or $1.50. They might have decreased the surcharge. It's terrible.
It's definitely...
Well, we've had this argument before, but I think transit should be free. I still think transit should be free.
Yes, I think that's another revisit. I remember us talking about that, actually.
I think
there should be a token
cost.
Charge
my taxes, my City of Vancouver taxes, and my City of Surrey taxes.
I would not have a problem if they made it a dollar.
Yeah.
But I don't know, free people, when they have to pay for something and it can only be like, 5 cents, it changes the way that they think about it. And I think there should be an appreciation that this is a cost center.
I'm okay with a donation, but those turnstiles have got to go. I hate those turnstiles.
That's a rant of a different time. So stay tuned.
In London and Paris and Berlin about people doing somersaults over those turnstiles.
This is a preview of upcoming episodes. Dale and Roland embrace their cranky 60s.
I think I was cranky at 50, sadly.
Yeah, I've been cranky my whole life.
I'm rolling.
But I get permission now.
Are we done?
I think we're done. We're way done.
Well, Joseph Planta, Richard Erickson. I don't actually think Joe reads, watches, listens. But I am going to see Joe, so maybe he'll listen to this one. Say, hey, listen to our retrospectives. I am going to see Joe because Richard gave me a book to give to Joe.
Oh, okay.
Signed by Andrew Coyne. Andrew Coyne's latest book. Do you have any topics? Things you want to revisit?
Or if you want to join us.
I'm going to get Joel on the program.
If you want to join us as a guest, come on
down.
Joel
is the man who's retired, who has the best archive of podcasts in Canada as a one-man, unfinanced, no ads operation.
There's a person that should have got a bigger break, too.
He has the best archive.
He should have got a bigger break than he got.
I will find a time. He works odd hours, so he works night shifts, so we'll have to find some weekend thing or something that's maybe like lunch, buy him lunch, I don't know, before he starts work. Anyways, I'm Roland from Forecast Coffee.
I'm Dale from Forecast Coffee.
Ciao, cheers.
Bye-bye.